Ontario's police force is looking into the conduct of one of its own officers after he appeared to side with an anti-government protester and give away location details about Justin Trudeau while the Prime Minister was inside Alliston's Honda plant Thursday. In a statement posted to social media, OPP Central Region acknowledged a video circulating that seems to show a uniformed officer conversing with a protester on April 25. In the 1-minute, 22-second video, the officer can be heard confirming Trudeau had arrived and saying where the Prime Minister's motorcade had entered the building, before mentioning, unprompted, that he was on board with you guys. The officer then asked that no profanity be used during the demonstration. I wouldn't want my wife and kids to drive by with a protester yelling, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland's a slut. I wanna beat a f-ing OPP officer. F the OPP, the officer said. There's 6,000 of us employed on the OPP. I'm pretty sure that not 6,000 voted for Trudeau. The officer then goes on to say he doesn't mind you guys, but we were told we don't want you on the property. It's private property and it will be trespass. In response, the OPP said the matter is being taken seriously and is currently under review. The video has raised concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the OPP's values, reads the statement. The OPP respects everyone's right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. The OPP also recognizes the rights of the general public, local residents and elected officials to a safe environment. The OPP remains committed to maintaining the trust and confidence of the communities we serve. When contacted for comment Friday, a Prime Minister's office spokesperson said they had nothing to add on the matter. Trudeau was part of a large contingent of politicians on hand as Honda announced it will build an electric vehicle battery plant next to its Alliston assembly plant, which it is retooling by 2028 to produce fully electric vehicles. The $15 billion plan includes up to $5 billion in government funding, and should result in 1,000 jobs created at the two main plants, on top of the existing 4,200 employees at the assembly site.